Realtist Real Talk Podcast.
And hello, fellow Realtists. I am Amber Lewis.
And I'm Rob Pascoe.
And we are your Realtist Real Talk Podcast team. And today we have two of your vice presidents here with us, Ashley Thomas, first vice president, and Courtney Jones, third vice president. Welcome, gentlemen.
Glad to
know. Welcome, welcome. So we're here in D.C., Congressional Black Caucus. Yes. How y'all feeling?
Empowered.
Feeling great. You know, we love to take part of this every year, so it's great.
Absolutely. So for the people out there, we got a lot of new members. We have community stakeholders out there. What does a vice president of NARAP do?
Yes.
I'll simply add this. As a third vice president, you know, you're the newest on the ladder. Okay. So you have the pleasure of doing all of the projects and initiatives that the first and second vice presidents have already partaking in.
Okay.
So in my particular case, I've had the pleasure under past President Pope of getting the faith-based and community engagement pillar. So traveling the country, meeting with local boards, but really partnering with Director Craig Bishop Worsham and really working on some of the great MOU relationships that Director Courtney Johnson Rose and him had embarked on. So we have some great stuff with the African American Mayors Association. We have some stuff with Full Gospel, you know, the Kojic, Church of God in Christ.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many powerhouse entities and organizations that NARAP is wrapped around to increase Black home ownership.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just to add to that, so being maybe the oldest one on the ladder, I have the great opportunity of serving under three NARAP presidents and learning from different presidents what works, what doesn't work, some things that have already been tested and tried, as well as for me, it's been a great opportunity to learn different positions. So I've done legislative and political, I've done budget and finance and those types of areas, and now I'm in charge of the diversity, equity, inclusion, which is a great opportunity for me to get my, you know, my feet wet in that space. So
wow, sounds like you're all busy.
Yeah, we've
just
already
just a little busy.
As you're picking up this new pillar, obviously there's been some great work that's been done in the past. What are you looking forward to being able to actually execute on in the future?
So our president, she has a very aggressive agenda, which is great. It always keeps us busy. One of the things that she is tasked, this particular pillar, is to create the Leadership Academy. And we think that that's going to pay out great dividends. And the way the academy is, you know, in terms of where it's written on pencil right now, we're working to move it into print, is, you know, you come in, you learn the basics about the organization, when it was founded, what is our objective, what do we serve to do, right? And then you'll move to graduate to the next level, which might be more position-based. Do you want to move into a vice president role or president in the future? Do you want to move into a chairmanship? Or do you want to move into like treasury? And so those are all things that we can have specific training around, as opposed to it only being one career path within the organization. So that's, you know, on that piece. The other piece in terms of equity and inclusion, is to really focus on equity this year. We're really going to focus on not only the consumer, but also the practitioner. NARAP is built of many independent brokerages. And so being able to access capital to keep your brokerage moving forward or expand your brokerage over multi-states, that's going to be something that's going to be paramount as we move forward in terms of equity, you know, in this business.
Absolutely. And that's one thing about Realtists, real estate professionals, but especially Realtists, if we don't think about ourselves as small businesses, we're missing out on a lot of opportunities to not only grow our businesses, but to leave the impact that we seek to leave.
Correct. And I, you know, to add to that, you know, many of us are maybe smaller in nature because we haven't accessed capital that will allow us to grow. It's not a lack of education. It's not lack of commitment or work ethic. Those things we bring to the table. But if you don't really understand, if you're moving your brokerage from commission closing to commission closing, you might have not taken advantage of accessing capital that could have opened up many different doors and opportunities.
Absolutely. So in the speaking on relationships as well, we've built relationships with Divine Nine, like you said, AMA, the African American Mayors. And now on Friday, tomorrow, actually, we're signing two more MOUs with Delta Sigma Theta and Phi Beta Sigma. So I can see that it's growing, and I can see the impact that's being made, and I can tell you that I'm excited about it personally.
No, listen, I brag with the other vice presidents because we're very competitive. Yeah. And, you know, the faith-based pillar, we hand-to-hand combat pillar. Mm-hmm. So we get an opportunity to kind of forge a path for Realtists across the country to have some warmer lead opportunities to generate transactional business. So if you have our government and politics pillar fighting policies to open up the doors and spigot, if you will, for blacks to have an easier path or less expensive path to home ownership, then you have our generational wealth pillar that also charts a path to open up the educational opportunities that exist for different age bands of us as black families. And then you know we have the diversity, equity, inclusion piece, which is huge for us. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk here, Vice President Thomas talk, I think we really haven't gotten it all the way that if you had a business line of credit of $250,000, what would that do for a Realtist office?
Right. Absolutely.
Right? You have staff, transactional coordinator. Mm-hmm. You have some means to float some things. Mm-hmm. Well, we hit COVID. Mm-hmm. What would a business do to have $100K in a line of business to just manage staying at home? So these are the types of things that we're really excited about. But with this Divine Nine relationship, that opens the door to maybe another 2 million easy black professionals,
yes,
you know, that are in the working slash business environment who are going to be buying homes, investing in real estate. Mm-hmm. Who else better to cover that relationship than NARAP Realtors?
Absolutely. So I think it's important to make the connection because you work at the national level. You represent the whole organization, but the things that you're doing, the work, the relationship building, the seeking opportunities through business funding, these are things that can be applied at the ground level. So we appreciate you, fellas. And hopefully the members realize that. Take these opportunities that are being created at this level and bring them down to the local level, because I know we have a DST chapter in grad chapter in Toledo. We got Alpha Phi Alpha, Phi Beta Sigma. And I was able to leverage the national relationship to build relationships at the local level.
Right.
And so I hope our members are taking advantage of that.
Right.
No. Please go right ahead.
I was just going to say, and I mean, that's why it's so important to have member engagement, you know. So we have our midwinter conference. We have our annual convention. Showing up at these types of events allows you to meet people that are on the national level that might do some really good work for you back at home. Mm-hmm. And so that's always been something that I've left every convention with a new contact that has helped me back in my hometown. So,
and I think I would want to add, on the local level, all of us at the national stage have all been local board presidents.
Yes.
So that connectivity is huge in being able to take the learnings, like initiatives, MOU partnerships, back to your local territory. That's where NARAP is. It's at our local level that gives us the teeth in the community in terms of biting down. So when you start talking about wealth building days, we're about to roll out under our president, you know, a wealth building tour that's going to open up economic opportunity for Realtists across the country. Mm-hmm. So if you're not ingrained in the committee at the local level, you're doing yourself a disservice, right? Yeah. And then when you start talking about getting in front of churches, you know, you start talking about getting in front of Divine Nine relationships, that just sounds like more money, more money, more money.
That's it.
We are super excited about it, and we're going to continue pounding the pavement for Realtist members to continue having a seat at the table to stay in business.
Heard that.
And I think you made a good point, because when we talk about the tour, we know originally we started with 60. We've now increased it to 100. And our members, we had the president here, President Rose, and she had a call to action. Sign up your chapter, because you do not want to be on the list because you didn't have a tour within your city. But it's the place that you want to be. It enables you to have a cradle to grave. Like, at the end of the day, when you think about it, you can actually provide what you need in your chapters to thrive. When you come to CBC, for example, you can learn from individuals like yourself, and then you can take all that stuff back. So we're enabling our members with everything that they need to be successful within their chapter. So we're super excited about it.
Yeah, and our president has really made a focus this year during her administration, and she's kicked it off wonderfully in terms of, we're not going to be satisfied with being the best kept secret as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
You
That's
know, it's
point.
Time for us to move forward, move outward in terms of being a household name as Realtors.
Yes.
I mean, just in today, coming to a close, we were at the White House talking about initiatives and issues that impact Black practitioners who are our members, mm-hmm. and then leaving, being told by senior advisor to the president that they want to have face-to-face meetings quarterly with NARAD,
right.
Wow.
Which continues to elevate our brand,
yes.
continues to keep our issues at the forefront, mm-hmm. but then more importantly, now we're at the table being the voice, mm-hmm. so as different issues arise, and we know they will, we can have a direct route to the White House to have somebody communicating with NARAD. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. If not us, then who? Like, who better? Yes. Who better? We're in the streets, and we understand it at the higher level as well to translate. So, hey, y'all putting in work. You're putting
we
in work.
We appreciate the advocacy, too, yeah. at the end of the day. Absolutely. So anything in closing, you know, we're at CBC. We have some members that have never been here before. Mm-hmm. What are you looking most forward to tomorrow as we're launching all the goodness that is NARAD and why they should be here? And if they're not, they should be here next year.
Well, I'll start with, you know, obviously we have a session every year. We are part of the CBC. I think it's very important because you have different disciplines from across the spectrum and everything impacts housing. Right. Whether we talk about, you know, as you read the Sheba report last year in 2022, it was a big section in there that talked about global warming, the impacts of weather, the impacts on housing and how that works. So coming to this to the CBC allows us to meet with people from all different disciplines all across the country. Even this morning, we were having breakfast with the Black women contractors. You know,
oh,
that's
yes.
a great thing. That's great
phenomenal.
Bridge. And I'm speaking with them and I'm saying, do you have people in Los Angeles? Because that's where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
I have great opportunities on some of my properties mm-hmm. to be able to push out there, and I want to do the collaboration. So coming here opens up the opportunity of collaboration, mm-hmm. which is we're all about.
Yes.
And I would just simply add to that I think it elevates the mm-hmm. members' understanding of what NARAD does in acting on its mantra of democracy and housing. Because mm-hmm. if you're not here to see it and see the hand-to-hand combat that has to take place, yep. where we're watching our president have conversation on behalf of the members' bank account benefit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not here to see it, when you have different Congress folks coming in and engaging with NARAD on our issues in our session, right. as Vice President Thomas talked about, how do you get that flavor if you're not here? So it's critical to be at the NARAD session at a minimum. But just being here at CBC mm-hmm. to see the advocacy work being done, I think it's good for our members to get that because advocacy has to be done at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you need to be able to take this, leverage the Sheba report, and repeat this at home.
Heard that.
Well, thank you.
We got to get y'all rolling because, you know, you got
yes.
you got something to do
Places
right now.
Places to be.
We have a reception. So.
We're just excited you made it here with us.
Long time coming.
We thank you.
Long time coming.
Glad to have been here.
We won't touch
it. We appreciate y'all.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen.
Won't be the last time.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.